Pope Benedict's plane touched down at Lucca International Airport in Malta just before 5 p.m. local time Saturday, but it was touch and go for the papal plane, scheduled to take off at 3:30 local time in Rome from Fiumicino Airport, where authorities had canceled dozens of flights due to the widening arc of ash cloud from the eruption of an Icelandic volcano. Northern European nations from the UK to Ukraine had all but shut down their airports. Well, this is Pope Benedict's 14th apostolic journey abroad since his election 5 years ago. In fact, we'll be celebrating that anniversary this Monday. Well, we spoke with some of the people of Malta about their expectations for this visit. Let's listen.
I believe it is very important, not for Malta only, for the whole world, when the Pope goes to other countries. I mean, it's very hard, it's very nice, because things will change, it will be a different story. You know, it's for example, we are gathered here, these persons, all right, just to pray for the what's going to happen, so everything will go smooth, you know, and everything will done. That's why we are here, not to see the preparations and that sort of thing.
Do you feel particularly close to this Pope and his emphasis on prayer and reflection?
Yes, I am.
How important is prayer in your life for you?
It's very important. The prayers is very, very important for me. I'm practical religion. Yeah. I'm not only talking. Uh-huh. I practical my religion.
So I see that you're joined here in a prayer group.
That's right.
Right outside the Cathedral of St. Publio. Can you just tell our listeners who St. Publio is?
St. Publio was the first bishop of Malta.
And he is the patron of Malta?
Of course, yes. He is the patron saint of Malta with St. Paul and St. Agatha.
How important is it to accompany Pope Benedict XVI's pastoral visit to Malta with prayer?
I think it is very important. It is very important. So that everything goes well.
Well, we also spoke to President George Abela ahead of the Pope's arrival. He said his country was honored to receive the Pope.
It's his first visit outside the Vatican in 2010, and I consider that we are a very lucky nation that his first visit abroad is precisely to Malta. And it comes at a very delicate and determining point, even in the Vatican history and in our history. So as a people, as a nation, we're really looking forward to this visit. After all, it is a pastoral visit, because we don't have to forget this, that the Pope is coming here on a pastoral visit to mark the 1950th anniversary of St. Paul's shipwreck in Malta. But it's a big occasion for us, welcoming the third Pope on our island.
Well, President Abela was just one of the many religious, political, and civil leaders on hand at Lucca Airport to welcome the Pope upon his arrival Saturday.
Yin content hafna linin sapfost kom. It gives me great joy to be here in Malta with you today. I come among you as a pilgrim to worship the Lord and to praise him for the wonders he has worked here. I come also as a successor of St. Peter to confirm you in faith and to join you in prayer to the one living and true God in the company of all the saints, including the great apostle of Malta, St. Paul. So my visit to your country is short. I pray that it will bear much fruit.
Well, of course, that was Pope Benedict, and those were his first words at Lucca Airport in Malta, and our very own Eimear McCarthy was there. She joins me now from Valletta. Hi, Eimear.
Hi, Tracy.
Well, Eimear, Malta is one of Europe's most Catholic nations. What kind of reception did the Pope get at that airport, and more broadly, how is this visit being viewed by the local Maltese?
Well, if you speak to the local Maltese themselves, as I have been doing since I arrived here earlier this week, they've been so excited in the run-up to this apostolic visit by Pope Benedict XVI. It's something that they have been preparing for a long time. And I have to admit that the organizational machine behind this visit is exceptional. Everything has been thought of. No detail has been left outside. If, for example, the fact that the Pope is here for only 24 hours, hours, the authorities have really tried to pack to within that 24 hours as much exposure of the Pope to the, with the local Maltese as possible. Just to give you an example of this, as I speak to you right now, Pope Benedict XVI is inside the presidential palace, which is the palace of the Grand Masters of Malta. It's right in the heart of the capital, La Valletta. He is paying the traditional courtesy call to the president, which the Pope always makes after arriving in a foreign country. There's always the welcoming ceremony in the airport, and then he usually travels to the presidential palace to make a courtesy call. It's usually behind closed doors and a very private meeting. Well, right outside the presidential palace, there is the main square of the capital city. It's called the Republic Square. And it is full to overflowing with more than 5,000 children. These are children under the age of 14. They have been there since 5 o'clock this afternoon. And they have been singing since 5 o'clock this afternoon and are still singing. We can still hear them singing.
Well, let's talk a minute about what happened at the airport upon the Pope's arrival. We heard President Abela mention it in that sound clip earlier. There's a special reason why the Pope wanted to come to Malta this year, and he pointed it out in his discourse as well at the welcoming ceremony.
Yes, indeed. As we heard there, this is first and foremost a pastoral journey. It's a pastoral journey to the Church of Malta. It's a pastoral journey and visit with the faithful of Malta. Why? Because this year marks the 1950th anniversary of the shipwreck of St. Paul. St. Paul is known as the father of the Maltese. We heard the in the interview that you had there earlier with the Maltese people that I met in Floriana Square yesterday evening, he is the patron saint of the country because he was the first person to bring Christianity to Malta. And indeed, they are marking this event this year. Pope Benedict XVI said he wanted to be part of celebrations for this event. Malta is over 93% Catholic. It is a small island, but out of a population of 413,000, it's quite exceptional that an island within the Mediterranean, so close as it is to Northern Africa, so close as it is to the Near East, has remained down through the centuries 93% Catholic.
Both the President and Pope Benedict in their discourses brought up the problem of immigration, which is, of course, a very thorny issue for that island nation at the threshold of Europe and the forefront of illegal immigration.
Yes, indeed. It was one of the key points of Pope Benedict XVI's first speech and first address to the nation of Malta at Lucca Airport. He says that Malta has a lot to contribute to questions as diverse as tolerance, reciprocity, immigration and other issues which are critical to the face of the continent. He asked Malta to draw from their Christian heritage and build on it to become a bridge between peoples of different races, cultures and religions. And he encouraged them to put their faith into practice, into welcoming these people and always maintaining respect for the inviolable dignity and rights of each and every person.
And after that reception at the airport, we heard that Pope Benedict went on to the Grand Master's Palace in Valletta with for a courtesy visit with the president of the island nation. Then he was going to the St. Paul's Church and to pray at the grotto where St. Paul was believed to have shipwrecked on the island. What is on the agenda for Sunday?
On Sunday, of course, it is the focal point of Sunday is the Mass, which will be celebrated in the morning in Floriana Square. Floriana is at a very short, it's at a, literally a five-minute walk from Valletta, but it considers itself to be a separate city to Valletta. Remember, Malta is only 320 square kilometres. Floriana Square was known as Granary Square up until quite recently, is the setting for the Mass. Pope Benedict XVI will celebrate Mass there with the faithful of Malta and the faithful of Gozo. Gozo is the island, the neighbouring island to Malta. It is part of the Republic of Malta, but it is indeed a separate island. The Bishop of Malta, of Gozo, Mario Grech, has organised literally caravans of buses to transport the faithful from Gozo to Malta to take part in the Mass tomorrow morning. And in the evening, it's probably one of the most spectacular appointments of this pastoral journey of Pope Benedict XVI. It's his meeting with the young people. He will travel to a very poor area, very poor quarter of Malta, known as Calcara. And from there, he will board a catamaran, Tracy, to cross the great harbor of Valletta, and where he will disembark from the catamaran onto the waterfront and meet with over 10,000 young people from Malta and from Gozo. He will then be addressed by these young people, who will present their problems, their questions to the Pope Benedict XVI, and he will in return answer these questions. This is his last appointment with the people and the faithful of Malta, because directly from the waterfront he will make his way once again to Lucca International Airport and his return journey to Rome and the Vatican.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that, Emer. Vatican Radio's Emer McCarthy there, speaking to us from Valletta.